We are just about at 11 in the morning and time for another spotlight here on Red River Radio. This one is a fun one, Shreveport Little Theater in Shreveport, obviously, on Margaret Place, doing a production of Chicago, the great Candor and Ebb musical that dates from the mid-70s. I don't remember exactly which year, but I do know it's the second longest running musical in Broadway history. And of the various revivals, the revival's the longest running revival ever. Of course, Phantom is number one. Hard to beat Phantom. But anyway, a wonderful musical, Shreveport Little Theater doing that. And I have three people from the show in the studio with me. Laura Nugent, who is the director of the production. We've got Jenny Warren, who stars as Roxy Hart, which if you've seen the film, that's the Renee Zellweger part. And the music director, who has his hands full for this show, is Adam Philly. Thanks to all you guys for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Kermit.
So, all right, Laura, why don't we start with you? Talk a little bit about the musical, Why Do Chicago, and what do we have in store for us?
Awesome. Well, at Shreveport Little Theater, we have applied for the rights for Chicago for many, many, many years. It's very restricted because it's so successful on Broadway.
It's still showing.
Yeah, it's still showing. So they typically grant one community theater in a region the rights every year. So when our rep called us this year to tell us that we got the rights, we were very, very excited just because we've waited so long to do it. And it's a wonderfully successful show. It's a great story. And interestingly enough, it was a play that was written in 1926 by a reporter in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah, and so these characters are based off of real-life events that took place in Chicago when the phenomena of female murderers came to be and how the press can kind of be swayed to view these women in certain ways by their lawyers. So it's a great fun piece. And of course, it's widely popular.
It's really a satire in publicity.
It
and
is.
Also, of course, corruption in the legal
yes,
system.
Yes, yes. And greed and everything. So it's a show that people love just because it's so true to form today, even about how things can be askewed and make audiences feel a certain way about certain people.
Jenny, I have to ask you: are you guilty?
Not guilty.
So the story involves, of course, Roxy and Velma. Velma has already been, of course, I guess she would have been a vaudeville star, and very well known, thrives on all the publicity, and you are the newcomer who's fresh to the murdering profession, and you're starting to take all the attention away from Velma. So talk a little bit about the role.
Absolutely. Roxy really acts before she thinks, and she gets herself into a mess, but she figures it out. She's a smart cookie. And she takes advantage of every situation in any way that she can.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets herself out of a fix, but it doesn't always work out the way she intended to.
And of course, one of the things that you're trying to go after is the attention and the support of the attorney, the lawyer, Billy Flynn, who's played by John Bogan this time around?
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, very talented guy. He was on the air during our fun drive, and he and Bobby and I talked a lot about the upcoming production, so seems like a cool cast. Who else is in the production? I don't actually know the whole cast.
Linnea Fayard Allen is playing Velma Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Blake Powell is playing Amos, and the wonderful Miss Barbara Holmes is playing Mama.
Mama, okay. The warden. What exactly is her? That is what it is, right?
Yes, yeah. Mama Morton. She's the warden of the jail.
Yes, and she is not above taking bribes or whatever to be favorable to certain inmates and less so to others. Adam's Candor and Ebb musical, great musical. Why don't you talk a little bit about the songs that we can expect?
Yeah, I think that's what's so wonderful and memorable about this show is that Candor and Ebb have this uncanny ability to write a melody that you can walk away humming. And I think literally every song you can do that in this show. And what else is great about it is it's so fast moving and there's not a lot of book scenes. And so it just after song after song. Act two opens with three songs. Back, you know, big songs, right, back to back. Another thing that's really exciting for SLT is that we're actually using live music. And it's a small house, and to have, you know, an 8-piece orchestra in there, it's loud and you're right in the middle of it, and mm-hmm. it's exciting. to be that. And I'm very, very thankful and excited to share the live music at SLT with everybody this weekend.
Well, it's a very jazzy score.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Lots going on in it. And so you have live musicians in the pit, and that actually calls for a fairly substantial cast. You have some scenes in there that come to mind, like the Cell Block Tango, which
yes.
is so cool. So you must have a lot of women in the cast.
We do. We have a pretty good amount of women, and also a fair amount of men as well. It's the girls in Cell Block Tango, it's a showstopper. And then when we get to We Both Reach for the Gun, the whole ensemble's on stage, and you get to see the men and the women, and it is a really fantastic number. I mean, last night there was whoops and hollers and screams after, so it was nice.
One of the notable things about the original production, of course, it was Bob Fosse choreography,
yes.
and in fact, the later movie about his life was called All That Jazz, which, yeah. of course, is the opening number, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I've seen that show, but at least the memory is still going there. Well, it's not done all that frequently, but so in your approach to the staging, to the choreography, mm-hmm. does it emulate Bob Fosse?
It does. Yeah. I am a huge Fosse fan. Mm-hmm. Have always been. Did several independent studies in college on his life and his work. Have choreographed several of his shows as well. I absolutely love what he does. So while I don't believe in copying choreography, I tried to channel his the sexuality, the smooth sexuality, mm-hmm. and what they do in the isolations, really tried to channel that into all of the choreography, just to make sure, one, that we're, you know, paying a tribute to him,
sure.
And thanking him for the wonderful work that he's done, but also a lot of the cast members haven't had a chance to work in the Fosse style, so giving them the opportunity to do this choreography, to say, hey, it may look like a simple move, however, it has to be sharp, it's got to be right on point,
right.
because otherwise it's not as effective as it could be. So it was twofold in making sure that we gave him his tribute, but at the same time we're exposing exposing theater people to new types of dance.
Yeah, the experience, and it's
yeah.
and it requires a lot of hard work.
It does.
And rehearsal.
It does. We started rehearsal June 1st. And the cast came in and they were ready to work. Everybody, you know, we typically don't start rehearsal till 6:30 at night. And it was not uncommon for cast members to request that the theater be open at 5:30 so that they could all gather and work on the choreography. And
nice.
It was like, oh, awesome. So they've done a fantastic job.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great show. I have no doubt it's going to be a brilliant production. And of course, Shreveport Little Theater, one of the oldest, if not the oldest, running community theater in the country that we have right here in our community, right here in this region. The production runs for 3 weekends.
Yeah.
You know, through August the 2nd. So tonight is opening night.
Right?
Yes. Right. Any opening night jitters? How you feeling?
We're
Jenny?
Ready.
All
We're
right.
Ready.
Yeah, here you are. Well, you're all pros. It's the evening performances are at 8 p.m. The Sunday matinees, I believe, are at 2.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to get tickets, what do they need to do?
You can call the box office at 318-424-4439.
Mm-hmm.
They're open from 12 to 4. Or you can go online and purchase them at ShreveportLittleTheater.com. And it's theater with an R-E.
Right.
And there's a live link that says buy tickets online.
Sure. And if you can't remember that, if you're driving or whatever, just go to our site, redriverradio.org, click on events. It's right there. It says Chicago to be staged, I think is how it got worded. And you can just look there, and that links to that information are right there. Anyway, Laura, Adam, and Jenny, I want to thank you, the three of you, for being on here talking
thank
about
you.
The show.
Thank you.
Wait
thank you leg, for having us.
As they
Absolutely.
Say, glad to have you here. I know it's going to be a great production. And if you are with an organization and you have an event coming up you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, hey, just give us a call at 800-552-8502. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.